All right. Thank you so much, Terry. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Chris.
Absolutely. Hello, Gary. Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Sir. How are you?
I'm doing very good. Thank you for asking. I appreciate you. So I knew that you're new in business, right? And you decided to be your own big boss, right?
Yes.
There you go. Did you work for another company before that did installation?
Yes, I did.
Okay, awesome. Now, I do want to ask you a few questions here. You are able to take on more business, correct, Eric? Like if people were to call you for your services?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So what we're offering you today is an exclusive listing on that first page of Google, right? So basically what we would do for your business is anytime anyone is typing in, you know, insulation services or any of the insulation related services you offer, we make sure that you're coming up as a top recommended option, right? So I don't know if you know the companies called Koala Insulation or Wilmington Spray Foam Insulation, Certified Spray Foam, or, yep, you know those companies?
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, so those companies are at the very top of Google, and that's where we have a listing available, okay? Now, what's important to you this year? Like, what is something that you're trying to really do for the company, especially starting off?
It'll mainly be trying to get as much as I can. I don't have a specific goal in mind, but, you know, as much as it's possible, really.
Okay. Got it. So you just want to get the business going, get the business off its feet, right? Is that correct? Okay, awesome. Do you speak Spanish as well?
I do, yes.
Okay, yo también hablo español. Okay, también, so you could help the Latin community, right? Okay.
Yes.
All right, that's awesome. Okay, really good. So basically what this would do is this would put you on that first page of Google, and then also we would include a website at no additional cost. So you would have a www.blueweightinsulation.com, and that way people can see the type of work that you do. I noticed that you do have a couple of things. I believe you got Angie. Do you have anything else online that I'm missing as far as the services you offer?
Yes, I have Yelp business.
Okay, yep, okay. All right, anything else that you have online that you may have? I do see the Yelp. I see actually you have a couple of pictures on there as well.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Any other platform that you're using to help you generate more clients?
Currently, no.
No? Okay, no problem.
Yes.
Okay, that's not an issue. The reason why I say this is because in order to be on the first page of Google, what we would do is we would get you on Apple Maps. We would get you on Facebook, so we'll run Facebook ads. We would get you on the voice-activated searches like Amazon Alexa, Google Home, and then Siri. And then we would also put you on Bing, okay? So these platforms will also help you generate new business, okay? Now, the work that you do, Eric, I mean, it's super important. Like, I didn't realize how important insulation is until I bought my home last May, right? So one of the things that was not really adequate when they did the home inspection was the insulation. So we asked for a credit to get insulation inside the house, right? So as you can imagine, during the winter and summer times, I mean, if you don't have the proper insulation, that's it. I mean, the house can get super hot or cold, right? So
yes.
That's something that people are always looking for, especially if you're doing a remodeling job or they're doing a home addition. Are you doing just residential or commercial?
I'm doing residential.
Residential, okay. Now, would you be willing to take on any commercial jobs in the near future, let's say like when the company grows?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay, beautiful. Okay, that's really good. Okay, and then another question for you. You know, when clients look for your services, what other services you want to be coming up for? Is it just insulation or you do anything else as far as your services?
Well, yes, it's like blown insulation in the attic and crawl spaces, but
okay,
that's about it.
Gotcha. So it's crawl spaces and then attics. And are you doing like the spray foam as well, or are you just doing like the traditional?
Yeah, just the traditional.
Okay, got it, got it. Okay. I don't know. Does that spray foam thing work or no? I got the traditional
one. I have no idea.
Oh, you have no idea? Okay. Yeah, the traditional one is the one that I went with, so I know that one works for sure. Okay, and then as far as, like, traveling, like, how far are you willing to travel for new clients? I know that you're located, you know, in Wilmington, but I see here in the notes you're able to go to Jacksonville or Leland, right?
Yes.
Okay, all right, sounds good. And then are you able to, you know, service clients when they call you? Like, if I were to call you today to get a job, would you be able to take me on if I were a client?
Well, it depends on the day, because I am working at a different company currently. It's usually slow, but sometimes there's like the days are kind of busy. So it kind of depends.
Okay, the reason why I ask you that, because, you know, once we get your company on that first page of Google, you're going to get jobs, right? So, you know, as long as you're able to schedule an appointment with the job or for the client with the job, then that would be great because, you know, being on that first page of Google, it's like anything, you know, like, let me ask you this. When you're looking for stuff yourself, Eric, what do you use? What platform do you use?
Yes, like Google, yes.
Exactly, right? So, yeah, so what we're trying to do here for your business is when people are typing in those services, you're coming up as a top recommended option. So they will give you a phone call, right? Obviously, you can book an appointment with them or schedule a good callback time. But, you know, we just want to make sure that when we do put you on that first page of Google, you're able to answer those phone calls and book those appointments. But, right, so you don't have to do the job right then and there, right? But,
right,
you know,
right.
We want to make sure you're able to take the phone call and really – you know, talk to these clients, okay? Now, let's go to pricing. Everything we do here, Eric, is month to month. There's no long-term contracts, right? At the end of the day, we want to make sure we're earning your business on a month-to-month basis, right? Because this has to pay for itself, okay? Now, once again, we're including that first page of Google. We're going to have a website for your business. So when people look your company up, they're able to see the work that you do, okay? We're going to get you on all these other platforms that help you not only generate leads, but they're going to help you rank on that first page, okay? Now, with that being said, as far as the costs, they're very affordable. So you're new in business. You just started this 3 or 4 months ago, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I can get you into a new in business credit. Now, with something like this, you're looking at $398 to start and then $299 every month after that. That's including everything we just talked about. So that's including a full-blown website, including that first page of Google, and then getting your company on other platforms. Now, for quick question, for Yelp, are you paying per lead for Yelp, or are you just having the free listing on there?
I'm paying for ads, Yelp ads.
Okay, how has that been working for you?
I have not received anything yet, but I did just do it last week. It's new.
Oh, okay. It's new. Okay. Gotcha. So, you know, let me ask you a question. Do you use Yelp yourself to search for things?
I do not. No, I do not.
No. Okay. Got it. Okay. All right. So, you know, Yelp is pretty good, right? But, you know, I think I use Yelp mostly for food, right? To get restaurants or rate restaurants. But with this, it's just putting yourself directly on Google. So with this, what you would be doing is you're promoting your own company as a sole entity, right? Usually with Yelp, people have to have the Yelp app in order to see you. Here, it's just getting you directly on Google, right? Just like Koala, Wilmington Certified, North Carolina, all about energy solutions, right? So those companies are profiting on Google. Just because you're on that first page. There's actually one person that's going to go ahead and they're going to fall off the first page. I don't know if you heard of this company, Eastern Insulation?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay. Guess how many reviews they have, Eric? They got 2.4 reviews. 2.4 stars.
Okay.
So, Google wants any company that's 4 stars and above to maintain them on that first page. So that's where we can get your company listed. So we'll definitely be able to program you in, okay? So at $398 and $299, is that something you want to give a shot, see how we can prove it to you? That way you can get those calls directly from Google?
Yeah, Yes. I do like that price. Yes. Can I ask, are you guys a company that specializes in this type of stuff?
Yeah, let me send you our credentials. So we're a Google partner, okay? So Google will call the big corporations like Samsung, Sony, Apple, and they have partners like us to help the small to medium-sized businesses. So I just sent you a text. If you open up that text, that's going to send you directly to Google's website to show you that we're Google partners. So I don't know if you were able to get that text message I sent you.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. So that's going to take you directly to Google's website. Now, another thing I wanted to show you is a website example of the website we're going to build for you. So once again, this is just an example. This is not going to be how your website's going to look, but that way you have a visual of how the website is going to be. Obviously, this is for a general contractor. You're doing insulation, but just an idea, right? And this website will be customized to how you want it to look. So we're going to list the services you provide. The about us, you can put pictures, videos. One of the cool things you could do is add videos. A lot of people do the drones, so they kind of fly outside the house and see the insulation. It's pretty cool. but anyhow, that's what we would be able to do. So yeah, we're a partner with Google. We've been in business for 22 years, and we've been a partner with Google for half that time. So it took us about 10 years, a decade, to be a Google partner. And, you know, Google will never call you directly. They have companies like us that are trusted, verified, and, you know, legitimate to work with, you know, businesses like yours. Google will call the big corporation, so they have contractors like us and partners to get your company on that first page. Mm-hmm. So you're definitely in good hands. So, you know, quick question. Is this number, the 910-945-7342, is that the number that you want your clients to call you on when it comes to the first page of Google?
Yes.
Okay. And then, so Google's going to verify the business. I'm not quite sure, but I see, I'm looking at your business on the Google Analytics. I see your business is registered under the 609 A, is it Piner Road? Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Google doesn't want anybody going to your house, right? So no one's going to go to your house, but... we just want to make sure that, you know, we can get you found in that local area, but we're also going to get you found in the surrounding cities. So what other cities would you want, your company to show up in? Or you just want us to do a 50-mile radius, or what do you think it's best when your clients look for your service?
I think 50 miles is okay.
50-mile radius is okay? Okay. Yes. All right, and then quick question: Do you have a logo for the business? I see you have like a little house with the kind of blue windows with the blue roof. Is that your logo for the business?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. So do you want us to add that logo on your website, or do you want us to help you create a logo, or do you want to just keep that one that you have?
I think that one's okay. That's fine. Okay.
That one's nice. I like it. It's just pretty simple. Okay. And then I have another question for you. I mean, as far as, the keywords, so anything related to insulation, you're doing crawl spaces and attics. And right now, just to confirm, you only want to stick to residential, correct? You don't want to do any commercial jobs.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And are you licensed and insured or not quite yet?
I am insured. Not licensed, but I am insured.
Not licensed? Okay. I don't even know. I don't think a license may be required in your state. I'm not quite sure, but it's okay. You don't have to be licensed to be on that first page of Google. So that's fine. Okay. And then, what hours of operation do you want to be listed for on Google so people can call you? Like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday, Sunday? What hours do you want to list on Google?
Monday through Saturday, seven in the morning to seven in the afternoon. I think that's good.
Gotcha. That's really good. The reason why, you know, once again, this is just for people to call you. You know, it's people, you know, are gonna, people are not gonna just say, hey, Eric, I need you to do installation today, right? So that's good. So 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and then you don't want any phone calls Sunday, do you?
No, that's okay.
Just keep it like that for right now? Okay.
Yes.
No worries. All right. And then as far as your website that we're going to build for you, do you have any pictures? I mean, I see you have pictures on Yelp, but do you have any more pictures that we can add for your website that you would like to include, or any videos?
Currently, I do not have any currently. If you can use the ones from Yelp.
Okay, use the ones from Yelp. Okay, so we'll use the ones from Yelp. So one of the things that, you know, as you start getting more business, because I know, here's the thing, a lot of people start doing a lot of these projects. You know, right now it's spring, summer's around the corner. This is peak season for what you do, right? Because nobody wants to do insulation when it's winter. Like, you're doing it before the summer hits, and you want to do it before the winter hits, right? So you're definitely going to get super busy. I'm just telling you right now. The thing I highly suggest, Eric, is once you're done with the job, take a picture of it. That way, you know, you can start putting that on your website. You can start seeing a little bit more of the work that you do, like the before and afters, or even, you know, your workers or your crew installing the insulation. That's going to be really good for the business, right? We're also going to provide you a tool so you can start getting reviews on Google as well. So after you're done with the job, or if you have clients that you've worked with before in the past, or even if you have friends or family that you've done jobs for, you know, like familia, si tienes familia que hiciste trabajos, then you can always, send them the link so they can leave your review on Google. Okay. So we're going to do that for you. And then as far as, your website, we're going to put your logo on there as well, okay? So we got that already.
Okay.
And you're bilingual, right? You could take both Spanish and English calls?
Yes.
Yep. Okay, perfect. So we'll do that. Do you prefer phone calls, emails, or text messages? What is best for you?
Any is okay, but I think phone calls, ideally.
Phone calls? Okay, cool. That's what we're going to put here. All right, and then the system's asking me, do you have a Facebook page, like a personal one, by chance?
I don't, no.
Not a personal? Okay, gotcha. So we're going to create a business Facebook page for you, okay? So we're gonna create that, and then we're going to do ads for your Facebook as well. That's all included. So you're not, once again, I just want to be clear, Eric, you're not going to pay per lead, per phone call, any of that, right? This is a flat rate. So it's, once again, it's month to month, and obviously we're not going to lock into a long-term contract. This has to work for you in order for you to stay on board, right? So with that being said, we want to make sure you're getting as many leads as possible, not only from Google, but from other platforms as well, okay? So, but we're going to create the missing platforms that you have online. That way you have, you know, a good lead generation base from not only Google, but, you know, other platforms as well, okay? All right. Okay. And then, Eric, what's a good email address for your business, or for you?
Like a personal or the business?
It's up to you, whatever you prefer. This is for us to contact you, mainly. This is, you know, this is not for your clients.
Okay, it's a blueway@gmail.com.
Installation. Okay. @gmail.com. There you go. See, you're even using Google to get your email. I'm telling you, Google is inevitable, man. And, you know, there's no way around it. okay. And then, Eric, is it just E-R-I-C? Is that correct? Or E-R-I-C-K?
Just a C.
Just a C? Okay. And then this is for account purposes. It's not for, like, your clients. What's your last name, Eric?
It's Hernandez.
Are you kidding me? No way. That's awesome.
Is that yours also?
Yeah, my last name's Hernandez. So yeah. Watch, love okay. You. Yeah, that's cool, man. This call was meant to be. I sent you over my contact information, right? So we can say so if you need any help or whatever. But yeah, my first name is Chris, and last name's Hernandez. And it's funny because my parents were this close to naming me Eric. Like, this close. And then, you know, my mom's like, nah, well, we like Christian because you're into the Bible, at, you know, and they're like, okay. So Christian it was, but Eric, yeah. And then they were going to put that as a middle name, but they didn't. So I'm like, man, that would have been cool. All right. And then, yeah, but I heard Hernandez is one of the, it's like the most popular last name in Latin America, like the number one last name. So.
There's a lot of Hernandezes out there.
Yeah, there is. Yeah. And tell me you spell it with a Z, right? Not with an S.
Yes, with a Z, yes.
There you go. That's the OG way. Okay. Because I've seen people spell it with an S. I'm like, wait a minute. That doesn't look right. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, we're also gonna do an onboarding call. We're gonna look at the client onboarding call calendar. This is for our technicians to go over everything, obviously, for building your website and keywords and all that good stuff. Once again, you're dealing with a Google partner. So with us, we gotta make sure that we're getting you on that first page correctly and adequately, right? We wanna make sure you're coming up for every single thing that, or service that you offer. So, you know, you're getting the best service available, right? And then also one of the things I wanted to tell you too, Eric, is do you have an iPhone or do you have an Android?
I have an Android.
You have an Android? Okay. So if you have an Android, you can go onto the App Store on your Android and then type in Local Splash, and then you're going to be able to download our app. So okay. we're one of the very few Google partners that has invested a ton of money on the app, so that way you could see all the results that we're providing for you. So we're not just going to say, hey, good luck, we're going to put you on the first page of Google. You're actually going to know what we're doing for you, so that way you hold us accountable, okay? So that app is just Local Splash, and then you can see the capital L and capital S, and then with that app, you're able to track everything that we're doing for you, okay? So I just want to...
Okay.
Kind of throw it out there so that way you have that app and you could track your success with this, okay? I'll look at the client onboarding call right now to see what time's available for the technician and obviously for you as well. We want to make sure that we work around your schedule. I'll check that out here in the next few seconds. I do have you at a discounted price point because you're new in business. You do got a couple things already for your company already as far as marketing. So that's a really good thing. So that price point will never go up on you. It'll stay 100% the same, okay? So once again, you don't have to, you know, marry our company. You just got to see how this is going to work for you. But I will tell you one thing, Eric. Be ready to start taking on those jobs because once you do get on that first page of Google, right, and we're done with the programming, it's definitely going to be you know, something that you don't have to have anything else. I know for a fact, right? Because, you know, once again, like Yelp and all these other companies, HomeAdvisor, they're good, but guess what? They use Google to put themselves on there, right? So with this, it is getting you on Google directly without having a middleman, right? So that's the best part of something like this. Okay. So I look at the calendar. I do have availability tomorrow. What times works best for you? Mornings, afternoons, or evenings for a quick 20-minute, 30-minute phone call?
I think in the evenings, closer to the evening.
Closer to the evening? Okay, gotcha. Okay. So I'll look at their calendar right now, and then you want it in English, right? So we've been speaking English the whole time.
Yeah.
You haven't said one word in Spanish, though. So. Okay.
Yeah, I just prefer English, yes.
Okay, perfect. Not a problem. Okay, so I got everything here. Once again, we're going to go ahead and we read a 90-second voice verification just to kind of cross the T's and dot the I's. We're also going to send in your invoice. Everything that you spend on marketing will also get you a tax refund. So if you want to save everything that we do as far as all the invoices that we have. So I'll read this 90-second voice verification. Before I do read that verification, how would you like to secure the listing? Would it be a Visa, MasterCard, or American Express?
American Express works.
Okay, gotcha. So I'll take down that information. I'll repeat it to you for accuracy, and then I'll send your invoice here in the next few seconds while we're on the phone.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Are you on a computer as well?
No, I am in my phone.
Oh, okay, cool. Because I heard a little typing. I'm like, wow, like you're in front of a computer. It's like very rare to hear someone that other on a computer.
No.
Yeah, gotcha. No worries. All right. So whenever you're ready, I'll take those numbers. I'll repeat them to you for accuracy. Okay.
Yes. Can I use a different credit card? Can I use
You can use a Visa, Capital MasterCard. One. Yeah, it's up to you. If it's a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover, it's up to you.
Okay.
Yeah, just let me know what logo it has, like a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express. Yeah, I got that bank too, Capital One. I like that bank, or that credit card company.
It's MasterCard.
Okay, gotcha. So the system tells me it starts with the 5?
Yes.
Okay. So whenever you're ready, I'll take down those numbers.
Okay. It's 5187 25 18 86 90 28 84.
Okay, gotcha. And the expiration month and year?
That's 0929.
0929. Okay, and the expiration code on the back of the card, or the security code, excuse me.
It's 358.
358, gotcha. Okay, and is that the same billing address, the 609A Piner Road?
No, it is a different one.
Okay, what's the billing address on this card?
It's 125 McCormick Lane.
McCormick?
Yes.
McCormick Lane, okay. And is it Wilmington as well?
Yes.
Okay, and the same zip code, I'm assuming, right? The 98409?
I think so.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Okay, no worries. Let me just put it into Google Analytics, and it'll show me exactly what zip code it is. Okay, so I'll give you 1 second. All right. McCormick Lane. And it's, give me 1 second. I'm putting it into the system right now. There's a Wilmington, California too. Did you know that?
I did not know that. No.
Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah. It's actually the zip code for this one is, 28411, I believe. 28411.
Yes.
Okay. 28411. Okay. Gotcha. And then, so when we call you, we want to make sure we have a security question for you. We have 3 questions you could choose from. Your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. What is best for you?
My first pet's name is okay. Tita, Tita.
Oh, Tita. Okay, gotcha. Tita. Okay. All right. That's funny, Tita. My first pet I had was a hamster, and his name was Titi. That's funny. It was like, I think I was like 5 or 6 years old when we got Titi. But we got him, he was already old. Hamsters don't live very long, but, you know, he just, he died like a year after. I'm like, goodness, I just got this pet and it died already. It was crazy. All right, so I try to process that payment. For some reason, it's saying insufficient funds. Is that accurate?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Is it possible for you to send me like a link where I can pay online? Is that an option?
Yeah. Give me 1 second. I should be able to send you a link here. Okay. Give me 1 second. Okay. All right. Yeah, I should be able to send you that link real quick. My site. Yep, I could do that right now, so you can enter that information real quick. Let me send you. Yeah, you're gonna get an my dashboard. There you go. So let me see. I'm gonna send you this link right now, and you can enter. If you go onto your phone and type in, or I'll send you this link, mylocals.com. Okay. There we go. All right, so I'm texting this over to you right now, okay? So you could do it right now. Mylocalsplash.com. Okay, let me know if you got that text message.
Yes, I have it.
Okay, cool. Okay, so when you get that text message, the username is going to be your phone number, and then your password is going to be this. I'm going to send you the password right now. So, give me 1 second. But yeah, no spaces when it comes to your phone number.
Okay.
Okay. So let me know when.
Okay.
When
Yes. Do I go to billing?
Yeah. So if you go to account settings, you go to billing. Uh huh. And then you'll see the billing. It just says pay, right? And or you can go into the you go into pay, and then you would enter. See, that's going to be your account, too. When you get into, you're going to be able to see your leads, website, everything that we're doing for you as well. So this is your dashboard.
Oh, okay.
So were you able to get into the pay section?
Yes. So I don't have my physical cards with me. I have them, like elsewhere. Can I make this payment later? Is that okay?
Well, yeah, I mean, in order to secure the listing, and then we also have to do an onboarding call. You know, we do have to activate the account. I mean, do you have another card you could use? We could always swap it out whenever you like, if that's the case. It doesn't have to be that, you know, that card that you put on file. We could always swap it out to another card.
Yes. I have another card. But I don't have like the cards with me physically. Like my wallet is in my car, like elsewhere, and I don't have the information to put them in there. Can I make the payment like later today?
Yeah, I mean you could definitely make the payment. I mean, so let me ask you a question, Eric, and just you could be straightforward with me. Is this something you feel would be good for your business, like something you want to do for the company?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. I just want to make sure. I mean, at the end of the day, I just, you know, want to make sure we're on the same page, and this is something you do want to move forward with. I mean, how far is your wallet, or how much time would you need? Because I also want to schedule a client onboarding call with one of our technicians. Right. This is just to get you onboarded for your website. So that dashboard that you just went on, you're able to see everything. You'll be able to see the home, leads, website, listings, like everything that we're doing for you. That app as well will also, you know, serve as a client dashboard, but obviously through your phone, right? So, you know, how soon would you need to enter that information so I can schedule your client onboarding call?
I am currently in a job site right now working. I'm working for like another installation company.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the work truck in a different place. So my car's in the warehouse right now. So it'll probably be like later today, like around 6 p.m. or 5 p.m. whenever I get off. around that time. But it should be like before a call tomorrow. If you can make a call tomorrow, it should be before then.
Before what? What time tomorrow? Sorry.
It should be today. It should be before the Android call.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. So, got it. So you just don't have your card with you on you. Okay. I see what you mean. Okay.
Yeah.
So do you want me just to put this on a hold until you make the payment? Do you want me to follow up with you maybe before end of day? So you said you get off at 6, you said?
Yeah, around that time.
Around that time? Okay, gotcha. All right. So, Eric, is it that, or is it just you just don't trust it? I just want to I'm just curious. Uh-huh. Talk to me, man. I want to make sure you feel 100%. You know, I want you to feel 100% about something like this. You know, I don't want you to, you know, feel like, hey, like I'm getting into something that I don't feel right about, or I don't feel like it's going to be able to help my business. I don't know. I just, you know, I do get that. I've been here for 7 years, so that's why I ask. You know, just want to make sure you feel comfortable with it. That's why I send you everything in writing and credentials, so that way you feel good about it, right? So I know for a fact Google's going to work for you, man. I signed a lot of my family up. When it comes to these services, we're Latino, so we got companies that, you know, they have companies that do landscaping, tree services, painting, construction, right? So it's work for them. You know, I wouldn't work for this business if I didn't feel it would be a good option for people, right? So plus it's Google. It's, you know, it's impossible to not do well with being on that first page of Google and having your own website. So, you know, that's, I know for a fact it'll work for you. I just need you to give me 1% of your trust, and then I'll be able to earn the rest, you know. That's what it is. So I don't know if it's a trust factor or you know, or what is it that's holding you back.
I am a little unsure.
Yeah,
I'm definitely willing to try it. I'm not lying. I really don't have like my physical cards with me.
Okay.
And I don't know if I can get the information online.
Yeah. Yeah, gotcha. No, I don't know. For sure. Yeah, so, yeah, when it comes to the trusting, you know, like if you were to type it on your phone, so you could do this right now while we're on it. Just that way, I want you to feel 100% about it. If you were to type it on your phone, is Local Splash a Google partner? So type that in. All right, so if you were to type in, is Local Splash a Google partner? So it'll the AI overview on Google, like on the browser, it'll say, yes, Local Splash is a Google partner that specializes in digital marketing, right?
Yes, I see.
Yeah. So, yeah, you're definitely doing business with the right company. Also, you know, as I sent you our partnership badge with Google, you know, Google's not going to select a company that's not, you know, I mean, if you think about it, Google's a multi-billion-dollar company, right? I think trillion-dollar company now. So they're not going to select a company that's not up to date or certified or has credentials that we need in order to be on, you know, as a partner with them. So you're definitely doing business with the right company. So that part you should feel 100%. Like if you were to type in is Local Special Google partner and it would say no, then that would be a little scary, right? Now also like if I sent you the your dashboard, if I sent you also our app, right, the Local Splash app, and with that app, you know, you're not, why would, if we were like a scam company, why would we invest a ton of money and thousands of dollars to build an app? You see what I mean? So you're definitely in the right category. You're in the right hands, you know, with the right company. All you would need is just to give us 1% of your trust and then we can earn the 99, right? That's why we do everything by the book. You get your onboarding, your credentials, you get your invoice, because we're not going to lose our partnership with Google over, you know, doing something that's incorrect or morally incorrect. You know, we wouldn't do that. So, you're definitely doing business with the right company. I know initially you told me you had an American Express, and maybe you want to try that one, maybe, or you don't have that one with you.
I don't have it with me. I'm not sure if I can get the information on the app. I was searching, but I don't know if I can.
Yeah, I know. I think they don't have the information on the app. I think they have like your checkings and so forth, but not when it comes to the cards. Well, actually, hold on. I have a different bank, but you're right. I don't think, excuse me, it's available for that. Okay, cool. Now, do you feel a little bit better as far as, like, what, you know, who we are and what we do for the business? Is that?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I just want to make sure you're all in, Eric. And then, so here's what we can do is I can put this on a soft hold to collect the payment. And then, you said you get off of work around 6, give or take?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, if you go on, you know, on a break or if you go back to the warehouse, you just answer that information. If not, I'll call you here before the end of the day. But yeah, trust me, after we process it, you're going to get an invoice. We'll schedule that onboarding call and then, you know, we'll be able to go from there. You know, so, but you're 100% in good hands, man. I wouldn't want to, you know, take money from you or just that's just not the way we operate. Plus, I think I've sent you a lot of information for you to you know, to know who we are and earn a little bit of trust, right? But once again, once you see the results from this on a month-to-month basis, you're not going to, you know, you're not going to regret the decision. You're going to be like, man, I should have done this a little bit earlier because it's definitely what it would get the business going, right? So okay. do you want me to call you a little bit later on or maybe at 6?
Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah, or you could enter it whenever. I mean, just enter it, and then, you know, that way, whenever you do that, you can let me know, and then we'll go from there. We just need to secure the listing over for us to get that onboarding call. Now, onboarding call is not going to take very long. We could also do that onboarding call tomorrow, too. So it's very very simple, right? But the number one priority for me, Eric, is for you to feel comfortable, man. That's what it is, right? I don't want you to feel like, hey, man, like, I'm doing something that doesn't feel right. I know that being on Google and having your listing, and if you were to cancel, you would keep everything. You're still going to be the owner of your Google business profile, right? So it's something that you keep.
Okay.
You're promoting your own company as a sole entity. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, okay. Go ahead. Talk to me.
Should I text you or call you when I make the payment later? Should I text you or do you see?
I'm not able to see when you do it on your own, but you can text me, you can call me, you can actually text me now, and then that number that I've been texting you on, you can call me, you can text me, like, I'm here every single day, you know. We do close today at 7 p.m. So, you know, if we could do it before that, or maybe if you get a chance to go for your lunch break or something, and you can enter that information, then we can do that for you.
Okay, I understand.
Okay, cool. Yep. Any other questions that you have, or anything else that we missed?
No, I think I understand.
Gotcha, yep. Gotcha. Okay, you do understand. Okay. The wait a minute. This card, for some reason, the one that we put on file initially, it said it's sufficient fund, but the other one, then it said code unmatched. So I'm not quite sure. Do you know if you have funds on this card, the MasterCard, or no?
Yes. Well, it's a credit card. There should be funds available.
Huh. Okay. Maybe it's because I put the information wrong. Give me one second. I got the billing address is the 125 McCormick Lane. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Do you want to just try it one more time? I mean, it doesn't hurt. You said the security code on the back of this card is 358. Is that correct or was that wrong?
Let me check real quick.
Yeah. Because it might be the not the insufficient, but it says. Here, I got two codes for what happened on that card. Give me one second. It has code does not match. So maybe that's it.
It's 358
security code. And you said November of 2029?
Yes.
Okay. And then, sorry, the well, card.
No, it,
uh-huh.
It's 09. I think 09 is September, I think.
Oh, my God. Goodness gracious. September 2029?
Yes.
Okay. And then that might be it, Eric. It might have been my mistake. Okay. And then, okay, the card number, it, for some reason when I enter it, it like zeros out, but it says 2884. But if you could repeat those numbers one more time, maybe that's what it is, man.
Okay. It's 5187 25 18 86 90 2884.
Okay, so let me repeat that to you. You got 5157 25 18 86 90 2884. Is that correct?
Yes. Except in the first four, it's 51887.
Okay, so 5187. So 5187 25 18 86 90 2884. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yes.
Okay, so let me try that. Maybe that's what it is, Eric. I mean, I don't know. And then Theta was the security. I mean, like, we're going to put that, like, when we call you, yeah, it's still saying insufficient funds. So that might be the reason why. Very strange. Yeah, I think that's what it is, Eric. And you said it's a credit card, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, it's still saying insufficient funds. Okay. Well, yeah, so whenever you get a chance, you enter that other information. It was worth a shot, you know. Maybe it would have been mine on my end that I made the mistake. So I'll be in contact with you when you get a chance. Just enter that information, and then you let me know, and then we'll go from there. If not, I'll follow up with you before end of the day, okay?
Okay. Yes. That sounds
okay.
Good.
Any other questions, Eric, that you have for me, or any other concerns?
No, I understand. I understand good.
Okay, cool. So we'll be in contact, and then we'll go from there, Eric. I appreciate your time, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.